All right, Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. In studio, my son is joining me because we're picking up his sister after the show tonight for Easter weekend. Hey, Alex Plyer, how are you?
Hello.
Hello. So I wanted to talk a little bit about Easter tradition. It's so important. You know, if our listeners are celebrating that, I know some are celebrating Passover, maybe just spring, but we have Easter traditions, and it's always important to our family, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what does, like when you wake up on Easter morning, what is one of the coolest things you do?
First, when I wake up, I go downstairs, I open my Easter baskets, and there's always some good candy in there, like Anderson's candy.
Very good. Promoting our sponsor, Anderson Candy, in Richmond and Barrington. Nothing beats these treats. Nice job, buddy. Well, you can get a cut of that one. Go to church, and then we have Easter brunch, and it's based on... So much of us do that where it's based on what our grandparents did, our parents, and how those traditions started. It was my great-grandmother that, you know, it was a very simple Polish Easter breakfast. You colored eggs this week.
Yep, I
did. You did.
With some dyes.
With some dyes. Mm-hmm. And some cool, that roller thing that you do with the pens.
Yeah, with
the... Mm-hmm. Which look cool. And then what is the highlight, you think, of the food for Easter brunch?
I would say the Polish sausage.
Mm-hmm. Polish sausage. What else?
Ham.
Ham,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And the eggs. I just like hard-boiled eggs.
You do like?
Yeah.
You do like. Yeah, you do. Do a colored Easter bread. My mother used to make it, and then she had to find places to buy it. And there weren't a lot of places. We kept running out of places. They kept closing. So we found, I think it was Benison's Bakery. Go to Andy's Deli on Milwaukee Avenue for the Polish stuff. We... go to you weren't with me today. My fiance Erica and her son Mason was with, and we went and picked up all the pickle. We do a lot of pickled things too.
Yeah,
pickles, cucumbers, and
pickles.
You know, more some pickles. I know this isn't for you, but we always do a Bloody Mary bar with a skewer full of, man, celery, olives, garlic, dill, cheese curds. Some ham. Actually, that might be a good thing, is actually put a Polish sausage on there.
Oh, yeah.
This year, you know. You can have a virgin Bloody Mary. I know your sister likes those. I know we do a pickled beets with horseradish. That's kind of a big thing. Mm-hmm. What else? Some jelly beans, I guess. We do an Easter egg roll.
Mm-hmm. I think mashed potatoes.
A pierogi. We do pierogi. I know you just made me think about that. I have to make those tomorrow. Remind me of that. So some pierogi as well. We have a nice group of people coming over. And what else do we do? Oh, what about movies and animated specials? Like, I grew up with a lot of them. I know you're a different generation. You're 12, you know, born in 2012. So very different for you. But you watch some of the stuff I grew up with because I have introduced them to you. So what's the big movie we watch?
I would say I watch, like, Here Comes Peter Cottontail, and then together as a family we watch Ben-Hur.
Yeah, Ben-Hur's a big deal.
It's very long.
You know, it's very long, but I'm going to say we just discovered when we started watching it the other day that it's really almost like 3.5-4 hours. But when you take out what's called the overture, which is what movies did, Sound of Music did it, in the beginning of the movie, there's a huge intermission because the movie was so long. You take it out, it's only 2.5 hours. It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's like a Bond movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Carry popcorn. And
yeah. Yeah, we'll do some popcorn. It'll be late tonight when we get home, but we could try to watch the Chariot Race or something.
Yeah.
Snoopy, Charlie Brown, Easter.
Mm-hmm.
What was the big highlight in that one? I'm trying to remember.
He was coloring the eggs.
Yeah. But what didn't he do to the eggs?
Oh, he forgot to hard boil them. So they cracked everywhere.
They cracked everywhere. That's right. And then it was the Easter Beagle. Hello, it's the Easter Beagle, Charlie Brown, is what it was. Yeah, and then we go to church and do that as well. And then you're on spring break. And I know for a Catholic school kid, spring break is very late. Usually a lot of kids get out in March. Mm-hmm. And do that, but you know, we usually travel. We do like a little Florida trip. This year is going to be a little bit more local and hang out, because honestly, when you have spring break so late in April, it's already warm here.
Yeah,
right.
So you can't go to Florida because it's already
warm
here.
But it's warm here, and you feel like the best time to go somewhere warm, it's when it's freezing cold here.
Yep.
And you can call and say, "Hey, how's the weather down there?" Right.
Yeah, you can do that.
Thanks, Alex, for joining me.
Yep. Thank you.
Appreciate it, buddy. Happy Easter.